It's the Up and Running Morning Show, 98.1 KZE. I am Rick, your host. It's always a fun time, a good pleasure to be here with you all, especially when I get some good friends to come in and join us here in Radioland, and one of them just happened to be popping by and carrying his own coffee with him, which could have been made by our true coffee genius Greg, and he probably put some hazelnut in there.
By Greg, yes.
It was, huh?
Handed me as soon as I walked through the door.
Ha! With hazelnut?
I know.
All right. Well,
Greg knows better. Just give me the straight black stuff.
That's beautiful. Straight black. So now it's Hudson Valley Restaurant Week, and we are joined by Chef Josh Croner from Terrapin Restaurant. And every time I've gone to Terrapin, I've been blown away by the culinary delights that are placed before me. The delicious preparation, the mouth-watering blending of flavors and taste. And I'm thinking about it now, and I'm dreaming of a meal at Terrapin.
I got to stop by more often, Rick. It's like a love fest every time I come here. Start my day right, you know, pump up the ego a little bit, go off to work.
Well, I've had really some amazing, well-thought-out, prepared meals at Terrapin, and that's what I come to expect every time I go to your restaurant, Josh. And one of the great things about Hudson Valley Restaurant Week is that listeners have an opportunity to explore other culinary delights, maybe places they've never gone to. And if you've never gone to Terrapin in Rhinebeck, this is an excellent opportunity for a prefix menu. Are you going to be serving lunch as part of Hudson
Valley?
We do
not do the lunch as part of the Hudson Valley Restaurant Week, but that is offered at a lot of places. And,
so,
you know,
well, that's
really,
why I asked.
You know, there's so many restaurants, well over 200 now, and it's growing more and more. And this restaurant week goes from Westchester all the way up towards Albany.
Yeah, and it's pretty amazing. You can go visit a different area of, let's say, you know, not too far driving, but you can drive to a destination and go visit a place, do some sightseeing, and then have a great meal at a place you've never been to. And for $32.95, you can have a prefix dinner. Now, at Terrapin in Rhinebeck, what are you serving tonight?
Well, we have our regular menu that's available, too. But I put a lot of our classics and a lot of some really good stuff on the Restaurant Week menu. I mean, for example, the number one thing that we sell during Restaurant Week is our signature maple brine pork chop with a maple calvados maple almond sauce that is just fantastic. And that's something that we've been doing for years. We actually won an award for that as part of a Restaurant Week thing. So, I mean, that's delicious, but there's a lot of other good dishes. We have a salmon dish. We've got our short ribs, and that's actually one of my favorite dishes personally.
The
I'll order
ribs.
That myself. Well, this short rib, what I did is I took kind of French onion soup and made an interpretation of it as a short rib entree. So it has a sauce that's kind of reminiscent of French onion soup over this braised short rib. And then I put a giant piece of toasted peasant bread with Gruyere cheese melted on top and just kind of molds over the short rib. It's quite delicious.
So onions are definitely in the dish, I would
assume. Well, yes, it is. It has the onions. It's, you know, the sauce is very French onion soup, but thicker and richer.
So it's like a glaze then.
Yeah.
It's almost.
It's a delicious glaze of yumminess.
Well, that sounds good. Now, it's a three-course meal. What do they start with?
Well, we have two options that we offer. A lot of people don't want to eat three courses anymore. So we have appetizers or desserts. Or you could get all three, if that's for sure. If you're that kind of hungry, you've come to the right place. So,
salad, entree, dessert.
We have a lot of Terrapin's great salads. And, of course, like the duck quesadilla with the mango avocado salsa, which is a big crowd pleaser, too. You can get a lot of those things. So the choices are not limited on this menu. And, you know, this is something that's great. I mean, and I look at Restaurant Week in the spring as, and obviously it's not spring yet, but Restaurant Week is going to basically carry right into the threshold of spring, which is my favorite season. And it's become such an important moment for me when Restaurant Week starts, because this is pretty much the end of winter as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah.
I mean, of course, the 70-degree weather last week, that was nice.
Well, come Wednesday, we're going to get to that same zone again. It's going to cool down after that again, but we're going to peak in Valley for a while and take a wild ride. But spring is coming. Officially, it's just around the corner on the 20th kicks off. So it's as close as can be. So when restaurant week is over on the 19th, well, spring begins the following day.
Right around the corner.
So next week is daylight savings time.
Is it?
Yeah.
Wow,
believe it or not. This weekend, we're going to spring ahead an hour. So that gives us more time to eat.
More time to eat. Yeah. Eat in the light, at least. Yeah, and then the patio will be open soon. Yeah, it's a good time.
That's good.
Of year.
And you do have al fresco dining at Terrapin.
It's very fresco.
Yeah, indeed. And it's a beautiful place in an old renovated church. And it's right on the shopping row of Rhinebeck's greatest outdoor shopping. So you can come by, enjoy a nice meal, and then get a little shopping done, and then come by for cocktails.
Yeah.
You going to have any special drinks for Hudson Valley Restaurant Week?
You know, we're always coming up with drink specials that we run every week. Mm. I mean, we have actually our spring drink menu, which is going to have a lot, as opposed to the winter drinks, which might have cider and spices.
Something a little warmer.
You know, we're going to start to introduce some of the spring drinks. But, you know, I do want to talk a little bit about the restaurant week in general.
Sure.
And what a great opportunity this is, not just for Terrapin, but for a lot of smaller restaurants that people haven't tried before.
For a fact that you enjoy going to different places and trying different food and
trying different
restaurants. And
I love it.
You love this week as much as anyone else because you go out to other places.
I make a point to do a train stop at some point during restaurant week where I get on either the Metro North or the Amtrak train and I just go down to a stop. Like last year, I went to all the way down to Yonkers and went to Peter Kelly's restaurant, X2O, which is you know, certainly one of the very nice restaurants that is participating. But there are many, many really nice places down in Westchester. And, you know, obviously the listeners here are from the Hudson Valley, from the mid-Hudson Valley. This is a good opportunity to go south and check out the Westchester restaurants because they are more expensive in general. You know, obviously Westchester has a higher cost of living down there, but not during restaurant week. Everybody's the same. So this year we can go on down there and experience Peter Kelly's restaurants or even, you know, many of the other really great restaurants that we have on the restaurant week.
Josh, did you take the train right to Yonkers and get off and walk there?
Yeah. No, his restaurant is very close to the train.
Awesome.
Yeah, it's a good, you know, maybe 5-minute walk, something like that.
And as we mentioned before, a lot of restaurants are serving prefix lunches, which is great also. So on Saturday or Sunday with the weekend upon us, it's a perfect time, as you mentioned, to get on a train and get off at the train station.
I definitely recommend people go on to the Hudson Valley Restaurant Week website and see what's out there because you'll be surprised how many restaurants and really high-caliber restaurants are serving. I believe the it was slightly increased this year. The price, I think, we're up to $32.95
up from $29.95. But
for the three
it's only a couple of dollars, and it's well worth it.
Yeah,
well,
but especially for those restaurants down in Westchester, it's a stellar deal. So certainly something that you guys should look at.
Yeah, so for $65, it's a perfect date night as well. Or, you know, a midday treat.
And it could give you extra money for a nice bottle of wine or, you know, there's...
There you go.
Or you can pay your electric bill, you know? It depends on which way you're going with that.
Tank of gas to get there.
Yeah, exactly.
But there are so many different opportunities to explore different culinary delights, and you can peruse menus and you can see what restaurants are offering during Hudson Valley Restaurant Week by visiting HudsonValleyRestaurantWeek.com. You could also visit TerrapinRestaurant.com and find out what Josh has in store for you. And it is always a pleasure to take the train to the Rhinecliff station and get off and find your way to Terrapin.
Yeah, there you go. That
Which
is
definitely always
an
fine
opportunity.
So, Josh, it's always a pleasure to have you here. Anything special coming up in spring at Terrapin?
Just lots of good food and good atmosphere and good times with good friends.
Learning some new techniques.
I'm always learning, you know.
Slow braising.
As a chef, you have to continually evolve, and that's, you know, it's one of my greatest joys is be able to play with food. So I do that whenever I can, just like a kid. I play around.
Now's the time, right? Do a little wood shedding with food.
My spring menu should be out probably the second week of April, and I've been working hard on that already.
Well, you can't beat that. TerrapinRestaurant.com for all the information about Terrapin Restaurant. Make reservations and enjoy Hudson Valley Restaurant Week, not only at Terrapin, but over 200 restaurants throughout the KZ listening area and even beyond. So you can go further down south, as we mentioned, and further north, like towards Albany, and over 200 restaurants, $32.95 for a prefix dinner. And it's going to be delicious.
Well, I can guarantee that much.
And that's true. Has anyone ever given you the, this is almost quite delicious, but not quite delicious enough?
I've never gotten the not quite delicious. Nope.
Just doesn't happen. Well, that's a beautiful thing. And that's why I love returning time and time again to Terrapin. And I suggest you do the same. So come on back if you've been there and it's one of your favorites, or try it for the first time and you'll be delighted. And take my advice. And thank you, chef owner Josh Kroner of Terrapin Restaurant in Rhinebeck, for coming and joining.
Thank you, Rick.
It's always a pleasure.
That it is.
We'll get back to some more musical diversity right after these very brief but important messages.